I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Still to come, a nephew tries to preserve the home where playwright and Pittsburgh native August Wilson grew up. We will hear from him in just a few minutes. But first, no doubt you've heard the saying, opposites attract. And in the case of one Philadelphia couple, that expression could not be more true. This husband and wife are David Hyman. He's a white Jewish Democrat. And Farah Jimenez, she is an Afro-Cuban-American Baptist Republican. They say they find common ground through a healthy respect for each other's race, faith, and politics, despite very different views on other matters. The Odd Couple is with us now. Thank you both for speaking with us.
Thank you for having us.
Hi. Glad to be with you.
I have to ask, how did you meet?
David's pointing to me because I think we end up telling different versions of the same story.
Always. Always the case. Fair ladies first. Because okay. I'm sure your story will be true. Speaking as another wife, I'm sure your version is the accurate one. But we'll hear from David in a minute. Go ahead.
Well, there was a law school job fair that was being conducted by the University of Pennsylvania where I was a law student. And David was one of the attorneys who was representing his law firm, and I was a lucky candidate for employment. And I sat down and I was interviewed by David. Now, I will say he did not try and pick me up in that venue. It was much later that we reconnected at the gym. We turned out to be both members of the same gym.
But David, tell the truth. Did you notice her right away? Were you?
I did notice her on many levels. She was different than most of the other law students that I had interviewed during my time as a lawyer.
What did you like about her? What is it that you noticed?
Well, one, I noticed that she said she was politically active and a committee person, and it turned out she was a Republican. So I don't like stereotypes, and I knew right away that she was not one.
So, Farah, what is it that you liked about David?
I have to tell you, the first invitations that David extended to me included several political fundraisers or politically themed lectures. And so it took me a while before I caught on that we were actually dating.
David, you sly devil.
Bet you say that to all the guys.
Well, when you figured out that you were dating, I mean, obviously at that point you could have said, you know, you could have done the friends line. Oh, David, just want to be friends, whatever that means. Who wants to be friends? But you didn't. So
yeah.
What is it about him that you liked?
I think I like the fact that he's the kind of person that when you go to a party, he always asks the questions that every person tells you you shouldn't be asking, which is, who are you voting for and why are you committed to your faith? He loves religion and politics, and therefore it made for many really interesting conversations. But more than that, it gave me a sense of the man about somebody who is committed to understanding people who are different than he is and therefore is constantly exploring himself and challenging himself in terms of his own beliefs and stereotypes.
Now, for a lot of people, I mean, you know, we don't even need to get into race because there are how many books have been written about, you know, the challenge of being an interracial couple and all that other thing. And not even to get into religion and then to add politics on top of it, there are some people who would just say, gee, how do you guys get through dinner without getting into an argument? So,
well, I'll confess that at one point early on when we were dating, I thought, this is too overwhelming. And I sent David home and basically said, you know what? I don't think this is going to work. And I swear to you, as soon as he walked out the door and I closed it, I was distraught in a heap in my couch, crying and crying and crying. And I called the next day and said, you know what? Never mind.
I knew she'd see the light.
David, what about you?
Well, to me, what is attractive is thoughtfulness. And what I liked about Farah was that she had the courage of her convictions. It's sometimes not so easy in Philadelphia to be a black Republican. And her opinions are based on thoughtful analysis of facts and context of her values.
There are those who would say that to be so intimately connected to someone who has such a different worldview would mean that you either don't take those views particularly seriously, right, to mm-hmm. begin with, or what? I'm not even sure what the sort of or what is, but you know what I mean? It just seems that that people often say that one of the foundations of marriage is compatibility and a similar outlook. And I just wonder how you...
Well, I think we do have similar values. I mean, some of these subjects, I may be Jewish and she may be Baptist, but we're both people of faith. That's a more profound connection than somebody that maybe for me would be of a Jewish background but didn't believe really in God.
Farah?
Yeah, I would agree with David that one of the things that I'm reminded of is we recently had dinner with a friend of David's who hadn't seen us in a while since our marriage, about 10 years. And she said, you know what, I don't get it. You guys on paper shouldn't get along, but when I look at you, you clearly have a lot of connection. There's a depth where values sit, I think. And so foundationally, it would have been hard for me to be with someone who didn't have a commitment to faith and religious practice, more so than to be with somebody who's Jewish. Because in the end, I value that David, you know, believes in God and looks to God in ways that I do as well.
And I do want to emphasize, as you mentioned, that you met in 1994, and you've been married now for 10 years, so mm-hmm. plenty of time for this experiment to work, right? What did your family say when you two got together?
Well, I always tell the story that when I called my parents up, I wanted to tell them that I was in love and I had met this man. I found it very easy to say that he was Jewish, that he's a Democrat, that he's white. I was freaked out about sharing the fact that he was 15 years older than me.
Really? How come? Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think maybe because my parents, maybe because I were, you know, I'm a child of immigrant parents. We lived in a community where we were the only Latinos and only one of two black families. So, you know, we'd always been surrounded by difference. So I guess I assumed that those kinds of differences wouldn't matter to them, but that the age difference would be significant.
Did it? Is it?
No. In fact, I think both David could speak for himself, but I think we were both really surprised at how much of a lack of reaction we had from family members and friends to all the differences that we shared. It was more curiosity rather than, oh, my goodness, you shouldn't do this.
David, what about you?
Yeah, I agree. One caveat, I was 40 at the time, so I think my friends and family were thrilled that I was getting serious about somebody and contemplating settling down. But I think people that know both of us know the type of people we are and that we thrive on diversity and interest, and our friends are diverse, so it's not like we were both living in cocoons and all of a sudden we decided that we were going to marry somebody that had differences.
Well, one of the jokes that we had at our wedding was wondering who had brought more people of color to the wedding, David or myself.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm speaking with husband and wife David Hyman and Farah Jimenez. They are in the mother of all mixed marriages. You know, some couples are having issues now around the Hillary or Barack. Or is it Clinton or is it Obama? And in fact, I personally know a couple of couples who have to agree not to talk about it. Do you all ever get into those beefs about politics? And what about this election year? Where is each of you on this question?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely a McCain girl.
And I am supporting Obama, and actually had the pleasure at a local synagogue meeting with Senator Obama and a number of Jewish leaders. And I was leaning towards him, but today was the clincher for me.
Because?
You know, I'll say the same things that I said about Farah. I just am so impressed with his ability to really be thoughtful in the midst of a campaign. The best example clearly being his speech on race. He just doesn't speak platitudes and give the sound bites. And I was very impressed, as were the other people in the room. He really won the hearts of the crowd.
You were tempted to bring Farah. I was going to say, were you tempted to bring Farah so that maybe she could see the light?
Well, it was for Jewish leaders. She had to have converted this morning.
She wasn't invited.
But did you see the way he buttered me up there? Mm-hmm. He can't let me say anything negative about Obama because he just said he reminds him of me.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't check that. Yeah. I thought he was going to say because he's so cute. Farah, what about you? What is it you like about John McCain?
I love the fact that he's stalwart and committed. I like the fact that he speaks his mind, that he's not so severely aligned to a political ideology, that he's moderate. I'm a moderate Republican. And I guess in this time of war and uncertainty, I like the fact that he's been tested and tried.
Does either of you ever try to convince the other on something like this?
No, we've learned not to.
I think the key is we both want to understand how each of us got to our position, but it's not about convincing. It's about understanding and having clarity so as a window into understanding our partner.
But at one point, each of you wants to win, right?
Oh, yes. And one of the saddest nights for us every year, every election year, is that on that November night, one of us is not coming home. They're out celebrating. The other one's wallowing in their drink at home.
No gloating?
No, although I did once get a car out of an election.
What? How'd that work?
I just felt badly for her.
That must happen a lot in Pennsylvania. Sorry, but
it's true.
Oh, that's funny.
I should tell you, I did offer to become a Republican if Farrah would become a Jew, but she declined.
Were you serious?
I declined because then I asked him would he vote Republican, and he was a little coy about it.
Oh, see, that's the problem with lawyers, right? Do you have kids?
No children.
Do you think it would make a difference if you did?
Yes, at some level. I think it would be harder for the kids than for us, quite frankly.
Yeah, I think some of these issues would manifest themselves in ways that would create more of a struggle.
Well, you'd either have to have two or four, right? Just to keep it even, right? To keep it nice.
That's right.
Speaking of kids, you co-founded Operation Understanding, as I understand it, which sends groups of high school students to Israel and Africa. Tell me about that and why this project is important to you.
Since 1985, we have been bringing together high school juniors as a leadership building program, and they come back to speaking about their experience in Senegal and Israel and work with groups on conflict resolution using their example as African American and Jewish teenagers to spread the word about how to build understanding. And I always explain that the name Operation Understanding means just that. It's not called Operation Agreement. We don't expect everybody to come out agreeing, but we do hope that people will better understand each other's point of view. Obviously, everybody feels much more of a need to be understood than the one understand, and we try to balance those needs.
Farrah?
I'm not involved with that organization except as David's lovely spouse at the fundraisers.
Okay. I know you guys are being so nice, but is there ever a time when you just call up your friends and say, she is so wrong about this?
Yes, but it's about things that have nothing to do with religion or race or politics. Why does she have to be late all the time?
I knew he was going to point that one
out.
And I tried to explain to him, it's cultural. I'm Latina.
So any prediction for November?
I say it's McCain.
You know, it's funny. I was really being very objective, going against my own preference. But hey, I'm now predicting it's Senator Obama.
So what's Farrah going to get this time to console her in her grief?
A new house.
So
oh,
Farrah,
gosh.
Turnabout's fair play. If you win, what's he getting?
Get? What do you want, honey?
Peace in the world.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
small
goodness. David Hyman and Farrah Jimenez are a married couple. They have different everything. And they're living happily in Philadelphia, and they join us from WHYY. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you so much.
It was
a pleasure.